to find out what we need to do for Logan.
Ready?
3, 2, 1.
I hear an airplane. Oh,
are welcome we ready? To the Seder Sphere.
Oh, I thought
it's
we
not
were
playing.
Oh, I thought we were waiting for the airplane.
No.
Okay, here you go.
I'm special.
Production quality.
Dear Chicago.
No, no.
Drove to Chicago
in a U-Haul.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
Sorry.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Tuesday, April 24th, 2012. Episode 417.
All dogs.
We can't use heaven because we did that last time. Has it been 10 shows since we started that new thing?
Yeah. It
sucks. Heaven's sad anyway.
Heaven is sad.
My cousin died.
This has been not a good year for you.
She was
Let's start out with death.
She was only 29 and was not sick.
Do you want to go into more detail or is that good enough?
That's good enough. There really is no other details. It's just weird when your peers, cousins. No, obviously, as you know, it's hard enough when your fathers of whatever kind pass. But when it's actually like a cousin who's younger than you and kind of like someone you grew up with and stuff like that, there's something even weirder about that thought.
Like, I might die.
Yeah, like... You know, oh, I'm going to, Mom, take me to the emergency room. I don't feel right. Next thing you know, breathing tube, Dad.
Oh.
That's pretty much how it went.
I,
so.
I am not laughing at what happened. I'm laughing the way that you said it.
He presented it.
Because that was hilarious.
Humor. Humor is the best coping mechanism.
It is.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys! So,
so, all right, we're going to start out with heaven, right? So we start out with heaven, right?
Mm-hmm,
you know your cousin and everything. So let's go to something funny.
So let's do 7 minutes in heaven with a phone call with Kyle in Hawaii.
Because Hawaii is heaven.
And I would do 7 minutes in heaven with him.
Mm-hmm. I bet he has a huge doinger. I bet it's like huge because he's skinny.
Do you think that he's a holsey, havesies, or nunsies?
I think he's a nunsies. Because he was really interested in that foreskin. People that are really interested in foreskin don't have it.
Yeah,
because people that have it are like, so what's it like to have a dry head?
So what's it like to have to use lube? And Kyle's phone call.
Oh, are we doing that? I didn't know we're actually doing that now. Were we?
What would we? You want to do something... That was a good
well,
segue.
I was going to do Joe's aunt questions because one of them relates to heaven.
Oh, well, then do it.
Well,
then
no, let's do Kyle's call.
That's why I said we'll do 7 minutes in heaven with Kyle.
Go ahead. We'll do Kyle.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding. We got a phone call.
Phone call.
Just fucking Ricky can't.
She can't get this shit right.
Hey, it's Kyle in Hawaii. Again.
Hi.
In continuation of the last message, I was wondering how many... Uncut Souls have you guys been with? Just wondering. Take care, boys. Bye.
He totally is unzies.
Ricky?
I probably can't draw a number out of my hat.
It's what happens when you
are
love Latinos.
When you sex below the border.
When you sex below the border. We should call Josh and ask.
I would say plenty. Josh would be the best person to ask that.
Well, we can call him.
Here. We're not turning this to an Ask the Expert.
No,
this will be
not.
Really quick because he's moving.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, all right, have you guys ever been to Josh's apartment?
Yes.
No, because I've never been allowed.
It's as big as our dining room.
I think he feels like I'm going to judge him.
Oh, believe me, he gets judged. I judge the fuck out of him. His closet was... so scary. And I was like, Josh, you know, when you move, you purge. You get rid of shit. So we're going to go through this closet and we're going to get rid of stuff that is tacky, ugly, European, can't wear, too small, too big, ugly. T-shirt. Did I say ugly?
T-shirt with a big built-in scarf.
And European. Yes.
I like that shirt.
Like, so Kylie Minogue. Who wears a shirt with a built-in scarf except for a European or a gay European?
I like that shirt. What I don't like is when he wears like...
an undershirt.
Gigantic
under
like V-neck hoop neck with a white Hanes undershirt.
Crew cut.
Gross, Josh. Gross.
Jesus.
Let's call you.
So while we're waiting, I've only been with one other person, and it was not a good experience. This person was like, when I come, don't touch me. And I was like,
I experienced that before. They're like super sensitive.
And then he's like, don't pull the skin back behind the head. And I'm just like, wow, this is so a lot of work.
I was with someone off of like Craigslist once or Growler or Grindr. And they had such a tiny penis that it was really difficult to masturbate. And then when it got to that part, he literally had to do it himself with his legs in a very specific position, his hands around his penis, and like it was almost like he was drinking a really tiny teacup with his pinkies.
He was using like tweezers.
Yeah, and like a very specific way.
What'd you say?
He had a
Like someone I know.
He also had a very specific like breathing pattern. It was like an ordeal just for him to
come.
Specific breathing pattern?
Yeah, it was like a whole shtick.
Like, he was doing Lamaze.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I like this.
I have been naked with three of them, but haven't done everything with all of them.
I think I know one of those people.
You do. Or two of them.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a given.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to call Josh and ask him. This is not an Ask the Expert. This is going to be real quick.
Oh, they're all three in Chicago, so, by the way. It took until...
What is your deal? Stop touching your cord. Just because we're talking about foreskin.
That's not my cord.
But it took me moving to Chicago before ever experiencing it.
Well, do they have uncut penises in Indiana?
Of course they do. Of course they do.
What fucking question was that? You better fucking answer.
He probably will every time now because he knows he's going to be on the show.
Because mm-hmm.
he knows I never call him. He's not going to answer.
No. Let's sing our theme song to his answer machine.
Fever, Josh, I am not around, so just leave me a message. All right, bye.
We're going to watch that cock ride. We're going to watch that cock ride out of your mouth.
Okay, so never mind. We're not going to talk to the mouth of South, but
I'm sure it's in the triple digits.
If he calls back, we'll know.
Thousand digits.
So, Joe.
Six figures.
Now, does Joe have any expert-worthy questions?
He does, but when I said, would you mind being the expert tonight? He said, I just got home, but I am certainly no expert. I'm a better listener than a personality.
That was basically a polite way of saying,
don't call me, but that is not accurate because we had dinner with him and he is quite pleasant and he has a great personality.
He does.
I love your personality, Joe.
I think he just wants...
And he has a great smile, too.
He does. He's really nice. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Why don't you ask
the questions? Had a few questions. These aren't Ask the Expert questions. These are just Ask Ricky, Waylon, Brad questions.
Okay.
James, Brad James.
Brad James.
Or BJ.
BJ. My stepdaddy.
BJ Giver.
And I think we should call Bjorn today.
Oh, we could ask Bjorn.
So
if he said he would like to be called.
If we have a question for him, we'll call him after.
Okay. So, Joe says, if the provider's cream filling is heaven, does that make Ricky's butt heaven's gate?
No, it just makes it a Twinkie.
Oh!
Lasts forever.
Isn't... Was it heaven's gate, the one cult?
Oh, the comet people?
Yeah.
That were the Nikes?
Was that Heaven's Gate?
I think it was. Heaven's Nine or something.
I think your ass.
Maybe it was Heaven's Gate.
I think your ass is more like a cult.
I don't think
it's called. We got it right here. Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate was an American UFO religion based in San Diego, California, founded and led by Marshall Applewhite, 1931 to 1987.
I think there's.
And Bonnie Nettles.
When you. 1931? Really?
No, he was born in 1931. Oh,
I think that when.
And she was born in 1928.
When you first moved to Chicago,
mm-hmm.
your asshole was kind of a UFO
no,
universe.
It was not. It was not.
Yeah, whatever.
I did not do that with many people.
So your asshole's a religion. Would your asshole be Heaven's Gate? I mean, I think he set up that for you right there. I mean, is that really a question?
Isn't there a song called Heaven's Gate?
Hmm.
Oh, no, that's Knock Knock on Heaven's Door.
Oh, my God.
Would that be, you know, when you loosen it up with, like, fingers? Or is that, like, full-on Big Fatty Duck?
Duck Bill.
Knock, knock.
We could always ask Big Fatty as an expert, too. If there's
door.
Anything about fisting or bacon, we can ask him.
Here's Heaven's Gate's cult initiation tape.
Or, in old language, a couple thousand years ago, disciples. Those who are trying to prepare themselves for entry into...
Ricky's ass.
Evolutionary level.
That was not funny.
Above human. Synonymous with the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven.
This guy is really creepy.
Let's
you
not
guys,
listen
no,
to this.
He is a bald Oompa Loompa. Look at this. He is so orange.
Ugh.
But he sounds like...
But that's also from the 90s. It's a recording from the 90s.
He sounds like everyone from his age group, though.
Yeah. That weird talk.
Yeah, that I am
that weird
a...
English.
I'm a radio host, and the aliens are coming down now to kill us all.
So put on your Nikes. And get in your bunk bed.
And drink the juice. So, that was a great question.
Yes.
I loved that one. Yes.
For Waylon.
Oh, for me. Hi.
What was your first reaction to The Uncut Soul?
I guess I know where that's not going.
Where?
Yeah, in my ass.
Oh, that was your reaction.
It's
oh, sorry.
It was pretty. I was like, oh, we can work with this.
You tried it, right?
Yeah, of course.
And no.
It doesn't mean we don't still try.
Oh, you're like breaking him in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like breaking in a horse.
Right.
You smack him.
Oh,
fucking like that.
Ow, I kind of...
You hurt yourself?
Smack yourself a little bit too hard.
You better open that mouth.
You better open that mouth.
No,
open that mouth. Better open that ass.
No, I was... It was
everybody up in her.
You know, that first time you get naked with someone, you're like, I wonder. And all of a sudden you're like...
Wow.
You're like, oh, well, don't I feel inadequate?
That has happened to me before, too, when they pulled it out of their pants and it actually did, like, the diving board thing. Mm. It was like, boing, boing. And I'm like, all right, well, time to go. I'm not pulling mine down. It's all about you right now, honey.
Yeah.
Ricky, yes. What was your reaction the first time when you saw the providers?
Yeah.
Pleasantly surprised.
Pleasantly plump.
And that too.
Oh, yeah.
I think I remember some other words.
And I think he said, yeah, I know. Or,
ooh, sorry.
Or, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Have you named it?
Oh, the provider.
Have you named his hashtag?
Good one.
That's private information.
Whatever, strawberry starfish. No.
That is old information.
Yes.
I still have his number. I should call him. No, I should not.
No, you shouldn't.
Because he has like a boyfriend and like a child and stuff now.
Speaking of that. Speaking of unavailable people,
mm-hmm.
Have we heard from Drummer Sticks?
We have not heard from Drummer Sticks. Well, I have. He's text messaged me.
Of course.
Because he loves me. He's my West Coast straight boyfriend that's married with child. But he got like a promotion at work, and he said his computer isn't working. And I'm like, you have a smartphone. You can listen to it. And he goes, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay. You've been listening for 5 years, so.
Speaking of new listeners, do we have a picture of our new Australian straight
Liam
guy. Because his name is hot, and he's from Australia, and he's a Doctor Who fan, and a sci-fi nerd, and he has kids.
Is his Twitter name, is his Twitter icon not him? I don't know.
No, that's that's a Doctor Who.
I don't
doctor.
Know. I've never, I mean, I just see the small version of it.
No, he's the, what doctor are we on now?
Like the 14th.
He's the doctor that started the new series.
Oh, okay. So he's the one after the ones I've seen.
No, he's the one before.
Oh, so the one I've seen is the newest one?
I think you saw Matt Smith.
Mm-hmm.
The guy with the fez.
Fez is a cool.
No, I didn't see that one. The one in Blink is the one I saw.
Oh, that's the... Yeah, no, that's not.
The one Liam before is him. A straight listener from Australia, which makes him super more hot. And he got excited because we talked about him on the last show.
He did. But I want to know what you look like for real.
Send us a picture, Liam. And when we say picture, we mean of both heads.
So, and because I can't, you know.
Are you a holesies, halfsies, or nunsies?
But I also love the fact that since, you know, I couldn't pull this guy's name out of my ass because I should be able to and whatever, that several people listening right now are going to be sending me hate mail. For instance, Mark. David.
Pat Geik.
Yes, and then what's the...
Melanie.
Yes, like the girl. Lauren, is it... What's her name?
Melanie.
Wasn't it like La La Lauren? Or no, she has something similar. A similar name to someone else. I thought. Anyway, she's from...
That's La La.
La La.
From Indiana.
Yes. Yes. So, La La, I miss too. your hateful voicemails. And I even went to C2E2... Talked about Doctor Who, and you didn't write in to say anything or whatever.
She might be behind.
Maybe.
No excuse.
Speaking of being behind, we have a message from Taylor the Latte Boy.
We just got a new one?
Well, it's been here.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's for this recording this week.
Oh, okay.
Let me bring it up.
I bet it. $10, it has to do with spit roasting.
Or me.
Mm.
It does a audio message or a written?
It is an audio message.
Oh.
And it's having difficulties.
Is it a phone call?
Now.
Did he actually call it in? Do we need to do our theme song?
It's a recording with the iPhone.
Ah.
Okay, this sucks. It's not downloading right now, so we'll wait for that.
Oh, we cannot forget tonight after we record, we do need to follow through with recording our stuff for Seder.
Yes, we will do that tonight.
Seder, we haven't forgot about you. Don't worry.
Can we record that on your computer? And then you can send it to him?
Why?
Because I already have two shows to record or to edit and do all that shit too. Fine, you just won't be on it.
Well, just do it on your computer.
Okay, here we go. It came through.
Okay, motherfuck, I just recorded a whole thing for you guys while I'm driving and then realized that I never hit record, so I have to record the whole thing all over again, which is probably better because it was not a very good recording. But hey guys, it's Taylor.
Hi.
From Pod is my co-pilot, and I have a clarification for Ricky and a question for Waylon.
Oh.
And long-time listener, first-time caller.
That is a lie.
And first of all, he didn't call, so it wasn't a lie.
Yeah, but he is a long-time listener.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing
for okay, me. Ricky, you wanted to know why Spider-Man is not in the Avengers movie. The reason why is pretty simple yet stupid.
I am so sorry it's so simple that I did not know.
Even though all of the characters are all created by Marvel Comics and Marvel Studios,
Okay, really?
Although you're a dork.
The rights to Spider-Man are actually owned by Sony Pictures because they're the ones who made the first three movies with Tobey Maguire, and they're making the new movie now. As long as Sony Pictures continues to have Spider-Man movies in production, or they keep generating these Spider-Man movies, Marvel Studios, who made the Avengers movies, don't have the right to include Spider-Man in any of their movies. So, you know...
I have a question. I don't understand that. If Marvel Comics owns that character, they made that character... How can another company own it?
One.
They have the rights to it, so that it's any production.
Did they buy the rights?
Kind of. One, Marvel's cheap. So they're not going to, you know, they're known for being very stingy with paying money and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But almost like every book, every story, every character, the rights to do something with that can be sold, especially for a certain amount of times, or they can own the rights.
Mm-hmm.
So Sony Pictures owns the rights to do film or any kind of film adaptations of Spider-Man because they, you know, dropped a lot of money to do that.
For how long?
Well, I don't know what their contract is. But
it's probably not forever, though, right?
Probably not. But also, like you said, there are Spider-Man movies in production that come out this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it also doesn't make good business sense for them. Why would they let a competitor film
take their
company
character. Okay, I get it.
You know, want to use their character? Yeah.
Okay.
Because they make so much money, you know, Sony's just going to keep making Spider-Man movies forever. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same thing with the X-Men because the X-Men are
Fox.
Those movies are made by 20th Century Fox. So that's the answer for that. Waylon, I saw pictures that you were at C2E2. The big comic book convention in Chicago last weekend, taking pictures of Sean Astin's ass.
Yes.
Which I always appreciate because I think Sean Astin is very cute.
Yes.
Let's
bit roasted.
And was just curious, how big of a comic book guy are you? And do you plan on making that a yearly thing? Because if you are, I would love to see Chicago in the springtime. And maybe I can come up sometime and hang out with you all and do a human centipede and just have a really good time and, you know. That's pretty much it. But just a question on how I know you watch Doctor Who. I don't watch Doctor Who, but we are watching Battlestar Galactica in my house right now, and it is awesome. And I'm starting to ramble at this point. But love the show, guys, and love you all. And Ricky, I'll see you in a couple of weeks at Gay Days, and I'll just talk to you later. Bye.
Well, first, you'll be very happy to know.
Shit. Damn it. It's not turning off, motherfucker.
That was really funny. Ricky is actually starting Battlestar Galactica, which now I think he's given up on because the provider has passed him
by 2 episodes.
Right. Okay. So yeah, way to nerd out. Now to answer your question, the answer is I know nothing about comics. I love superheroes. I love comics that I've read.
You love underwear briefs made from comic
yes
book characters,
but I did not have the pleasure, luxury, or outlet to read them as kids. So I've never kept up with anything. And I asked Mark a lot of questions when we went to IKEA over the weekend. We talked a lot about comics because I'm like had lots of questions.
I bet you did.
Jealous because you didn't go, but you couldn't go. I wouldn't have had room in my car for the shit I bought. Get over it. Anyway, so.
Whatevs.
I don't know a lot. However, I think I'm going to start reading more. I do enjoy a good graphic novel and the collections and things like that. You know, it just was never my nerd thing. I was more of a musical boy and know way too much about that kind of shit. But now I'm into it. And yes, I do want to make this a yearly event, mainly because I got some really fun and nice art that I also found to be pretty reasonably priced. And I had a really fucking fantastic time. So if you do want to come, you do know that first of all, I would much rather have a daisy chain versus a human centipede. Because I'm more of a fan of my mouth on a cock than my mouth on an asshole.
What is a daisy chain?
A circle of people blowing each other.
Yeah.
Oh. Had no idea.
Yeah, why don't you Google, take your safe search off and Google.
It's not on, ever.
Daisy chain. But we do have a spare room, friend. So anytime you want to come up, please do.
I'm just going to say,
looking at
I had no question.
Oh.
I had nothing.
Nothing. Well, he wants to do a human centipede with us.
But he had no question for me.
Oh, what's about? I don't know. I'm sorry. It's okay.
No pictures of Daisy Chain are coming up. It all is all daisies.
Really?
I think you made it up.
No. Put sex behind it or something.
Daisy Chain or sex?
Or naked Daisy Chain.
Oh, there we go. But it's. Oh, okay. There's women like eating each other.
Yeah.
Oh, I see the. And then there's guys all fucking each other, too.
Yeah, there's
it's just whatever kind of chain.
Yeah, in a circles, usually.
Okay.
Because, you know, daisy chain would have been like, you know, the hippies.
Like in the card that Knott sent us.
Yes.
That's a daisy chain.
Yes, because, you know, it's like when the hippies, when they would make the chain of daisies as necklaces or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it looks like they all combine together.
Oh.
And speaking of that, I'll go get that.
Okay. So we did get an email from, should we wait for you? Or?
No, go ahead. And you also have another review.
Yes. Oh, let's read the review now. Uno momento, por favor.
Por favor.
Okay, so we have a 5-star review left on April 19th, which is just a couple days ago. Oh, okay. Well, what is it? Oh, it's my recipe for tomkatsu. We have a review left by Tony Scorp. The title of it is "Love." What? You read it. Does somebody else have it up? Do I have to read
it? The review?
Yeah.
I can get to it really quick there.
While he's looking for it, not from England, sent us a lovely postcard of a bunch of women eating each other out in a ring, a daisy chain.
This literally would be a daisy chain.
And I cannot believe that went through the postal service without any problems.
No, wait, this without an envelope?
Yeah, it was a postcard sent to us.
This literally came through U.S. mail.
That literally came through the U.S. mail into my post office.
Or it's probably because they were so dirty that they're like, oh, we're not sticking a sticker on top of that. But I'm confused. There's like no real, like, you know, there's the Netherlands stamp on it. You say he was from England? He's from the Netherlands.
Yeah, he was on vacation.
Oh. That, there's no, like, you know, U.S. postmark.
Well, it wouldn't be a U.S. postmark because it came from another country.
No, but don't they still stamp it when it comes in?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Anyway. You want me to read it? You want me to read it?
Yes, please.
Okay. Dear Ricky and Ricky's bitches.
That's right.
Rude.
Howdy from der Netherlands. Netherlands. I wasn't originally going to send the postcard, but I saw this and naturally thought of y'all. What do you think? I'd say the blonde in the front just isn't a team player. So all in all, it's a pretty accurate representation of college. We tried to get a window for you, Ricky, but the prostitutes union didn't like the idea of you coming over here and vacuuming up all the Eurocock. C'est la vie. Love and hugs, not.
Not's a straight listener. Lives in England. He also sent us a sauce that's really hot. I have not even opened it. It has, if you open the box.
It's in a casket.
It's in a casket. If you open the box, there is a keychain of a skull, like, melted onto it with wax.
It's called Blair's Ultra Death Sauce. Feel alive. Warning, this product contains hottest known ingredients on the planet Earth. Please use extreme caution. Be warned, this sauce contains ingredients 900 times hotter than the jalapeno chili. Use sparingly. Ultra death should not be consumed without dilution.
What? So we should put it on a cracker and try it.
I don't know.
Y'all just enjoy that chicken dip y'all gonna have on Sunday then.
Oh. Mark hates hot.
Well, there's gonna be buffalo sauce in it, so I hope, you know, sorry if you can't eat that.
You know, that's not melted on there, that's just the plastic.
Whatever, plastic. I don't care.
One taste and you'll know that this Jersey boy was here. That's kind of disgusting. I feel like there's cum in there. If you have an insatiable need for heat or love to live with excess, here I come.
The See, sauce you knew there was a cum in there.
Is the real deal. Yes. Dear Chili Pal, since 1989, it has been my passion to create food that makes you smile. I love to watch your eyes light up, your face fill with laughter, and the warm glow of heat make you feel alive. I am fun in a bottle for you to enjoy. Welcome to my wonderful world of spice. Just be yourself and feel alive. Your Chili Pal. That is the most, the stupidest
thing on that packaging, right? But are we going to try it?
I'm not.
I thought we had to. If they send us something, we have to try it.
Oh, I don't like... I'm not the biggest fan of hot stuff like you are. What are we trying it on?
Y'all, it had... Oh, no.
Are you gonna, you're going to really put that on your foreskin?
Oh!
900 times hotter than a jalapeno
pepper?
Well,
open up the foreskin and pour it inside on top of the head.
I'm definitely not putting my tongue in there.
Ew!
Ew. In case
you don't have like crackers or pita bread or tortillas.
We have the tortillas. from tonight.
We're going to try this, and I have a feeling it's going to be super fucking hot. All right, so while we're waiting for Waylon to open that up, I'm going to read an email from someone named Sandra, who's a listener to the show. She emailed us and said, "Hey, how are things? We may be getting down there to your neck of the woods soon, so maybe we can grab a bite to eat or something. I'll keep you posted. Talk to you soon, Sandra." Well, I emailed Sandra, and she never messaged me back. So I don't know if Sandra is a spam bot that knows that we do a show or what, but...
Isn't there a listener coming to Chicago soon?
Yes, that's Mandy.
Mandy, and we'll be
Strawberry
going to...
Strawberry2 on Twitter. We are going to Garcia's. Does it smell hot?
Yes, and I do not like the smell of it at all.
Let me smell it.
It smells like adobo, but I don't like it.
It just a little bit. Just like put it on and turn it upside. Yeah, like that. Is it on there?
Oh, that's enough.
No más, por favor.
Is that even enough to taste?
No. There has to be more on there.
God, I'm scared.
Just pour a little bit on it and I'll smear it out.
Schmear. I'll schmear it out.
Schmear it out.
Schmear.
Oh, maybe you need to shake it?
I did.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture. Come on, shake it.
So yes, I was shaking it like our favorite bartender at the call.
Oh.
Yeah, we might need to spread that on a bunch of.
Oh.
Y'all, it's like red as blood. Oh, sorry. It smells hot. As soon as everybody gets theirs on, it looks like I used
tampon.
This doesn't even sound appealing to me.
I use tampon or this? Smear it. You better smear it. Are we ready, you guys?
It looks like stigmata on my...
Are we ready?
Oh my God.
I'm really nervous. No. Sauce first.
No. I'm not doing sauce first.
Sauce first is rules.
I'm not eating all this either way. Anyway, I cannot do sauce first. Fuck you.
You ready? Here we go. Oh. Oh.
I barely got it. Oh, you just. Maybe you should. Pause the recording.
Okay, you guys, we're back. Oh my God.
Wow. Fuck you. I hate
We're
you.
All eating ice cream sandwiches right now.
You win. And
that was hard as fuck.
Game over. Game over.
No more hot sauces, y'all.
Send us candies.
Like, seriously, my stomach is hurting because it, like.
He spat it out.
That was gross. As soon as it hit my mouth, it took my breath away.
Yeah, and the little bite I had to do.
My lips are still burning.
Don't even try this hot sauce. That is so fucking hot. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. You guys. Oh my God, sorry.
God bless. All right,
so Sandra, get back to us if you're a real listener. We have a review on iTunes we're going to read.
Hold on.
I'm still in pain.
I fucking hurt. Okay. This review is brought to you by Tony Scorp. I wonder if he's Scorpio.
Ricky is in so much discomfort.
Love it. 5 stars. April 19th, 2012. You guys make me miss Illinois. Wacky, weird, and wild are some items that fit. But all around wonderful. Keep it up, and thank you for the laughs. Thank you, Tony Scorp.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to cool my tongue off. All right, one thing I hate about eating sandwiches, ice cream sandwiches, it does this.
Yeah, this
makes you look like you stuck your finger up your bum.
So do you know Mr. Tony Scorp?
No, I don't. Tony Scorp.
Who are you?
We know who you are, where you're from, because you're not in Illinois anymore. How old you are, how long you've been listening. We don't have to ask you if you left an iTunes review because we just read yours. Can I have a piece of that? Fuck.
Oh my god, it sounds so disgusting hearing you guys eat tortillas now.
In get back with this.
The microphone. Michelle Visage.
Mm-hmm. Or RuPaul.
Mm. Okay, so.
What'd you think about RuPaul's video?
Glamazon.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of fun.
Is it like out for people to watch now? The whole thing?
I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
Was it last night they released it? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Otherwise, it would have ruined who was.
I like they had
three.
A lot of famous of the judges in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. I'm sorry, you guys. We're trying to.
So,
adjust.
Who's our expert? Are we even going to do that this show?
Yeah, we're going to do it. But what's the question? Do we have it? Mm. I thought we had two experts. No.
No, I think I thought that one of Joe's questions was going to be expert.
Okay. Well, let's do some feedback. We have some emails to go through.
No, you have a question for Bjorn.
But what was it?
You wanted someone to call in and leave it, but I think he's just asking.
I'm not asking that to him. He might get mad.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, not so much coming from me, probably, but you want to call and ask him?
No.
Let's do it.
No.
You ask him.
You have to ask him the question. You're the one that wanted to ask a question.
It is not my question. I can't believe you're like, no, he'll get mad. You do it.
We'll save that for another time.
Sorry, listeners.
Ask the expert here soon. Maybe I'll call my sister and just ask her something.
Still ask that question.
Like, when did you first know I was gay or something like that? But that's not really ask the expert.
It shouldn't be this hard.
No. All right, I guess that segment won't be coming back because we don't have anybody asking us questions, experts.
No, I really think the hot sauce just took the entire wind out
of
this.
We are, because I'm
kind of
done with it.
Yeah, my lips, they hurt.
I want to see if anybody else has responded to our page real quick, and then we'll go through the emails that we have.
Let me go through. Oh my god, that finger was hot.
My lips burn. They're on fire.
I just washed my hands and I just licked my finger.
It's still hot, right? Melinda wants to see the moose knuckle.
Oh! I could get it. I did say that I was going to get the gold lamé pants out.
I think that should be a Pride 48 thing.
What, that you're going to strip off your track pants and have the gold lamé moose knuckle?
Maybe.
Oh my god, that'd be funny.
We're still thinking about that, you guys.
Who gets to wear the Elvis outfit? Brad. Brad.
Okay.
I know my aunt is not trying to add me on Facebook. No. All right. So
should we have Ask the Bigot?
Ooh.
That would be one of them. Michael Perry in Squamish, British Columbia, Canada said ask an expert. Best segment ever.
Yay.
We do have the email from Emma.
Yes, we're going to read that too. Or someone's going to read it. You, Waylon, someone read it?
Brad can.
I can read it. So Emma is a listener from North Carolina. And
no, you didn't say it right. North Carolina.
North Carolina. My lips. Oh my god, they burn so bad.
And downstairs. Ice cream sandwiches.
Yes. So Emma... This is what she says. Hi, Lesbo from NC. Love listening to you guys. You make my day. In this conservative, homophobic, religious hellhole, you guys are a great breath of fresh air. Keep making podcasts. It's hard for gays from the South to have access to gay media without some homophobic A star 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 E finding out.
That would be asterisk.
Whatever. Growing up, I wasn't able to watch Logo or go on gay websites for fear of my parents and others or others seeing. But a couple of years ago, I found you guys, and it makes me makes keeping in touch with the LGBT community possible. Because bigots can't keep up and see what I'm hearing, and I know that there's others who are in the same predicament. Love you guys. Keep up the good work. Brought to you by, me. First of all, You're not much younger than I am, and I never really thought logo was something that was old enough for me
to
grow up with.
The first thing when I read this email was like, I am fucking old as hell. Old as hell. The closest thing we had to logo was RuPaul's original show on VH1.
Yeah.
That was the closest thing we had.
Mm-hmm. I remember watching her on the Brady Bunch movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing.
Ding! I enjoy looking through my phone and some of these names from, like, you know, when you were single in Chicago. And I'm like, who is this? Matt, hot neighbor. I don't know who you are.
Let's call.
Then there's Mike. And apparently his bare 4-in-1 name
is.
I'm not saying it out loud. We never went on a date, so I guess it doesn't matter, but I'm not going to say what it is.
You sexted.
No. Anyway.
Emma, we really appreciate you contacting us, and it feels good to know that we help some people. I'm glad you're able to get away from where you're at. Just remember, you can always go anywhere in the world you want to be. I did it. I got out of the hills of
me too.
Virginia. Mm-hmm.
I responded back too as well. And basically, I mean, it was one of those, we know both, I mean, you did as well, Waylon, but we all came from that small-minded, small-town kind of feel where nobody really understands. And so because of it, they fear and they hate and they do hateful things. And it just is... For us, it's really hard growing up because we don't even know what we are, but they feel like they know and pinpoint us, and they make fun of it for it, you know? And so it's hard, but...
And you're young. You can choose your friends now. You don't have to relate to people in high school anymore. So if you don't really like them, get away from them.
There's like a select few people in high school that I still talk with. Like, I think three people, period.
And eventually you'll learn to not give a fuck anymore.
One of them, I will say, I just recently came out to, like, about a year and a half ago.
Guy or girl?
Mm-hmm. He was my best friend in high school.
Mm-hmm.
We were both on the football team, but we also did chorus and theater stuff together. And my other friend and him were dating. They were together, girl, guy.
Oh, okay.
And they were together for a while and everything like that. But it was one of those, like, I never really felt comfortable coming out to him. And I emailed him and I'm like, hey, I'll be in town, blah, blah, blah. I need to let you know, though, that I'm gay. And I want you to know.
You did that through email?
Yeah, because, yeah.
I came out to my mom via a letter. Because my mom specifically said, if there's something you want to tell me. You
know, it's something, it was one of those things. Like,
letter is different. That's like thought.
It's just like an email, except I pressed print. And I left it on the counter when I went back to school.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It wasn't a text message. But no, it was an email. And so I had sent it to him and I was just like, hey, I just need to let you know. And it's just one of those, like, you know, it's, you know, I never told you before because our friendship was something that I cherished and I didn't want something like this that I feel was so so unimportant that it could potentially be something that became too important for you and ruin things. And I just was like, I value your friendship and I want you to know that and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, honestly, Brad, he goes, I've known since high school.
And I've known that you're gay that day that you woke up and you were, or I woke up and you were sucking my dick.
Never happened. But
I knew you were gay that day that I woke up and I was sucking your dick.
Wait, what?
No, that didn't happen either. Oh, okay.
Have I met this uncle?
This wasn't an uncle. This was my best friend from high school.
Oh.
Waylon was mildly turned on for a second, I think.
He does have an uncle, the one that I've met, but it might sing naked.
Which one?
The one with a really cool wife.
I saw him naked once.
I'd look at him.
Is he a Holsies?
He's a Holsies too.
I think a lot of
Holsies
our listeners. I think a lot of our listeners would actually look at that.
Can we get a picture?
You would not find it anywhere near attractive.
Oh, okay.
So no, I guess going back to what I was saying, it was one of those things. Like he basically was like, you know what, Brad? He goes, I was actually angry, quite angry, that you never did come out to me. He goes, I felt that like, you didn't respect me, you didn't blah, blah, all this kind of stuff. And I actually talked to another, after I moved away, he talked to another friend of his who was gay. And he, the friend was like, no, it's really something that they need to come to you. It's not a you thing. It's just something that they have to feel comfortable with coming out, and they have to.
It's not easy.
It's not. And it shouldn't be this way.
People do get offended when you don't.
It should be as easy as saying,
I'm straight.
I have brown eyes.
But people get offended when you don't tell them.
They do.
Like,
they
even, can. You know, a college friend that you've met who is gay, that was one of my college roommates, mm-hmm. was super offended that I came out to the girls and the, except for him, because I felt like I was going to be judged by him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really offended that I never actually talked to him about it. And I was like, but I wasn't comfortable talking to you about it.
Mm-hmm. My sister was really offended that we went to a gay bar and no women were hitting on her. And she was like, am I not pretty? What's wrong with me? And I'm like, no, you're straight. They know.
They can smell it.
And not all of them want it. Like, all straight guys think all gay guys want them. No. Not all women want you. Not all guys want you either.
Only half of them.
Not right. True.
And those are the desperate ones.
I do have someone we can call if we have a question.
Who is it?
Our friend Paige.
Paige.
Ooh.
Do we have a question? Can we make up a question?
Yeah.
Okay.
She, let's see. She's a really fun, hip, single mom of a teenager
mm-hmm.
who is just now dating someone after a long time not. She likes indie music.
Has she listened to the show?
No.
Does she know what it's about?
No.
Would she be cool with it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. We call her PWT, Posh White mm-hmm. Trash.
Oh, okay.
But what would the question be?
I don't know, but I have to tell you right now, we only have like 15 minutes because I have to catch the bus at 9:23. It's 8:43. So, what kind of question would you like to ask her?
Bradley, question.
Mm-hmm. Should we continue with the whole halvesies onesies thing and talk to her about this?
Yes, and especially now because she has a boyfriend, and I hope he's over there when we ask this question. Because that would be hilarious.
Does she know you do the show?
Maybe.
I think she does.
She'll probably pick up since I never call her.
Who's dead?
And it's...
Right.
That's not joking. It's almost 10 there, too. Well, hi. It's not an emergency because I know I never call you, especially this late. And I do apologize for the late call.
It's not late. I'm 30-something. It's only 10.
Well, you know, but now you're partnered and you have a teenager. You probably are in bed.
Yeah, but I have a child. You almost said that.
No, I was like, wait, but your child's like 16.
Right, exactly. Your child no more, mini man.
Right, so I probably should also tell you that you're right now being recorded live on our podcast.
Oh, well, I wish I would have known that. It would have been funnier. Pretty witty.
Hi, Paige.
Bradley says hello, and our friend Ricky is here.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we started a new segment on the podcast called Ask the Expert. Where when people will send us in questions and we'll call random people and have them be the expert. And
I love this story.
Yeah, we kind of don't have a really exciting one for you, but we do think that you would have some fantastic answers to a question that someone had asked Bradley here.
Ooh, okay.
And it has to do with uncut souls, a.k.a. uncut penises.
Ooh.
First of all...
I'm sorry, let me keep the disgust out of my voice prior to answering. Well, I'm sorry. I hope everybody there is cut. My bad.
Well, the funny thing...
I've already fucked this up.
Yeah, the funny thing is that they decided that we may change the show title. Not really, but to Holesies, Havesies, and Nunsies.
Oh, nice.
Because Bradley is a Holesie, as in he has all the foreskin. He's uncut. Ricky...
Bradley's uncut.
Yes.
Good to know.
Bradley's gay? What? No.
Ricky is a halvesies. He's kind of a half cut, half not.
He's got what we call a turtleneck.
I'm going to need pictures. I mean, I'm sure they're out there.
Pictures or it didn't happen. That's our motto. It's like he has a constant turtleneck.
And I'm sorry, what did you say? A turtle and a turtleneck?
No, it's kind of like he's a constant turtleneck.
okay, I can get down. Those are in.
Right.
For 2012. That's in.
Yeah, and I'm a nunsie because I'm cut.
And he's nun.
You're cut.
Yes.
Okay.
So okay. I'm assuming since your disgust is rather
apparent. It was one boy. And I was
experience?
A teenager, and I don't think he knew how to work it.
So I'm also assuming then the new beau is a nunsies.
He is a nunsies. That yes. is correct. He is all with a twirly head, yes.
So Brad wants to know what was so bad about the experience with the foreskin.
Well, it was the first one I had ever seen. He gave me no kind of, I don't know, like I feel like, you know, we should have, I don't know. Like, I was curious about it. I had questions about it. And he told me he just didn't want to talk about it at all. He just didn't want to talk about it at all. So I think in my mind, that planted like a negative connotation with it. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. And
I'm curious.
And I love the fact that you
play with it.
I love the fact that I know you well enough that you were probably on your knees and looking at it with like a very inquisitive eye and like, so do you blah, blah, blah when you pee? Like, I can see you asking
Absolutely.
Questions.
I still have all of these questions. Bradley, I cannot wait for Winefest. I'm not kidding.
I can't come to Winefest.
He won't be there.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
He has to work.
Oh, no. I hate this story.
Right. So, I guess if you have a question for him now.
Now's the time.
Now's your time.
Okay, so now it's my time. I don't know. Forgive my ignorance, but I'm just going to throw these things out there. Do you, like, have to pull back to urinate, or does that all just happen?
That is actually dependent on each person. Personally, I pull back.
You specifically, yeah. Yes. Okay, you do. Why? Why do you pull back?
Well, and I think this is why it depends on each person, because let me talk, because I'm the expert.
I didn't say a damn thing.
Yes, now I'm asking the expert. Hey, this is live and uncut, by the way, so
uncut,
let's do it.
Uncut, untucked. So I feel like with me personally, it's too messy. It sprays everywhere if I don't pull back. And I think people have the exact opposite reaction sometimes when they don't pull back. On certain people.
Now, to me, the visual I have in my head is like cutting the bottom off a Ziploc bag and putting it over the faucet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Okay, so then is, ejaculation the same way? These are all the questions I have, and you guys said I could ask, so I'm just going for it.
Well, I mean, I don't use lube, so I mean, the skin is really primarily what I use to move back and forth on. And so I usually have it pulled back by that point.
Okay. All right.
But we also talked about this earlier in my situation. When I'm hard, my skin doesn't necessarily cover my entire head.
So is the head like doing like a whole Jack in the Box peekaboo kind of thing?
Yeah, it's like Ricky's turtlenecking.
I'm gonna need pictures later, it's Waylon. Pictures, buddy.
Girl, okay, I couldn't get pictures of that when we were dating.
You dated?
No,
we were friends on the beach.
Like,
come on, guys.
Paige and I did not date.
Okay.
No, this is why I'm entitled to pictures. No dating, just pictures. That's the relationship we have. Okay, well, I don't think I have.
Well, if you do have more questions,
you have, like,
you can Facebook the questions to me, and we'll be more than happy to answer them on any other shows. And if you actually want to hear this episode, foulmonkeys.com.
Okay, yeah, I'm so there. When does the podcast go?
This one will be
Sunday. Sunday or Monday.
So this one will be Sunday or Monday, but you can also, if you look on iTunes, you can download it on iTunes as well.
I love this story. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your foreskin questions.
Oh, I'm sure I'll have more. All right, listen, hugs and kisses to all you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I love Paige.
She's lovely. Oh. And I want to meet her.
Oh my God, she's
beyond lovely.
She's amazing. I've only met her twice, and I'm like, I want to have her baby.
Does she ever come up here?
She's come up here twice.
Twice.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I want
to
meet her.
She wants to plan a trip soon, but she just got done moving, so the timing was bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
we're 55 minutes. We need to go. So let me do some shout outs real quick. I have people that were talking with me this week. We have Dave in Vancouver. He likes the way I talk when I talk like this. So,
hi, Dave.
He's in Vancouver, Canada. We have Sandra, Taylor, the latte boy.
Hey, Taylor.
Michael in Squamish. Or is that Squimish? How do they say it? I don't know. Anthony Adams in Texas is a new listener. He contacted us on Twitter.
Hi.
Ruben, which is Josh's friend, who is a local person that listens to our show.
Weird.
We need stories.
Right.
Did you sleep with each other?
Oh, they work together, so probably not.
Ooh.
But I bet we could get some stories about Josh from him.
Yeah.
Kyle in Hawaii, Kevin Still, Bjorn.
Kevin Still. What did Kevin Still say? I know him.
I don't know. I think he was on either on Twitter or Facebook.
That was
I
can't weird. Remember.
Why, who is it?
He used to live here in Chicago, but I knew him when he lived on the East Coast in Georgia, Atlanta, to be specific.
I want to see. You can see afterwards.
He was actually friends with Kevin.
Oh, okay.
And our posse.
Maybe. Oh, wait. Oh, he listens to. I have no idea. I got his name from somebody.
Kevin, do you actually listen to the show?
I don't think Kevin does.
He never told me. Kevin Still?
Oh, Kevin Still? I don't know. But anyway, he contacted us either through Twitter or Facebook or something. So thank you for listening, and we have to go. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.